cold front came through last night that brought us the showers and thunderstorms during the day.
Jack Cullen is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Mobile. Wind gusts of 40 miles an hour were reported at Pensacola International Airport.
Behind that system, we had a little, what we call wake low, a little area of low pressure that sometimes develops on the backside of systems that come through. What that did is help increase the winds, and that's where we got the gusty winds last night that caused most of the power outages. A lot of speeds in the 30 to 40 to 45 mile an hour range.
The heaviest rain actually fell west of the Pensacola area in southwest Alabama, but local totals were around 1 to 2 inches.
They really packed a punch with some high-powered winds and a lot of lightning in there. I think we all thought it'd be a little bit more. We had been watching the outage map from Entergy in Louisiana.
Jeff Rogers at Gulf Power Company.
And so we were kind of preparing for the worst and staging crews and equipment, knowing that a lot of times when it gets to us, it does kind of mellow out a bit, but you still got to be ready just in case.
14,000 of their customers lost electricity at the height of the storms. As of midday, power had been restored to all but about 1,200. That work continues this afternoon, with full restoration expected by early evening.
Line work, it's transformers, it's poles. You know, we had a lot of line down. That electrical activity from the lightning does tend to impact transformers, and so we have a lot of those on hand to be able to swap those out and get power back to people as soon as we can.
After a relatively quiet Tuesday, forecaster Jack Cullen says another front is due in.
Starting Wednesday night into Thursday, there's going to be potentially some more heavy rain coming through. Right now, doesn't look to be too severe, but something to watch. And once that comes through, it looks like we're going to have a couple days of pretty nice weather into this next weekend. Temperatures fairly comfortable and slightly lower humidity.
As Gulf Power finishes its restoration work, spokesman Jeff Rogers says they're also preparing for what may come on Wednesday.
Mississippi Power, along with our crews from Fort Walton and from Panama City, have all kind of mustered here to help us restore power. We are looking on the horizon for this week and just knowing that we have the capacity to be able to restore people's power.
Rip current and small craft advisories remain in effect. The surf along the Panhandle is expected to remain high until early Tuesday afternoon at the very least. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.